prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today during the first hour. We're going to be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, to perform the Blueprint Power Hour, get the ball rolling. And then we're going to be joined by Brent Lalonde, who is the spokesperson for the Arnold Sports Classic in Columbus, Ohio. We're going to be talking about what's new and exciting at the Arnold this year. But before we do any of that, I have to mention that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals and their product line, All American EFX. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking on one of the banner ads. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing great, brother. Digging out from all this snow.
Yeah, we got a little bit here. Nothing compared to what you guys got in Massachusetts, but it's amazing in you know, on the East Coast, when you get hit with snow, you just roll with it. I mean, I learned how to drive in foot-deep snow when I was 14 years old. And here in Kentucky, if they get 6 inches, it's like a gridlock. Everybody stays home.
Yeah. I've lived up here my whole life, and it's just how it is. You know, you get used to it.
Yeah. Anyway, we have an announcement to make, actually, one of real importance, and that is about your grandfather, right?
Yeah. I want to give a shout out and happy birthday to my grandfather, John Mishansky. He turns 95 years young tomorrow. And you know, he's a man's man. He's a child of the Great Depression, dropped out of school in the sixth grade only to later put his kids, himself and his wife, through college. And he went on to work as a guidance counselor and was married for 70 years to my grandma. Yeah. They were the best role models I could have ever hoped for. So happy birthday, Grandpa, and many more.
And, you know, there's something to be said about the people of that generation. My parents would have fallen into that category of age. And the reality is that they didn't complain about anything. They learned early on not to. But when you survive the Great Depression, everything is rosy and uphill from there on. I mean, life just gets better. There's nothing you can, and these were people whose lives were dedicated to responsibility and service of the family, responsibility. They didn't need their own reality TV shows. They didn't need Facebook posts. They lived quiet lives, but they were heroes in their individual lives. They really were.
That's what he taught, and that's what he lived. And I got to tell you, you know, growing up and watching that, like I said, was the best role model I could have ever hoped for. You really learn the right way to live your life.
Happy birthday, John. Happy birthday. There you go. All right, so let's talk about, since we're talking about older guys, our first question. Rob Varlow is one of us. He says, "Hey, Rob, I'm 51 years old, on HRT, and have been training for over 20 years. My current weight training regimen is 2 days per week lifting, 2 days cardio, and of those cardios, I have one hard and one easy day. My volume is low and weights are heavy for me. 2-3 exercises with 2-3 sets of 10 to 12 reps on each training day. Very little is taken to failure. Hard cardio lasts 35 minutes, and I will work my heart rate up slowly to 150 beats per minute. Now to my question. Hours after the workout, I get short of breath and my heart starts skipping beats. This does not last long, maybe 1 to 3 minutes. It is really noticeable as I move into a horizontal position from a vertical, like getting into bed. Is this something serious that I need to see a doc about? This is the last thing I want to do because of the numerous tests, the pills they might prescribe, and the permanent record that will be put on my file. Not to mention, they may take me off HRT. Also, can't change doctors because in the UK, it is national health." Hear that, folks?
Yeah. Okay. It's spreading. You know, the first thing off the top of my head, I hadn't put this in my answer, but as I think of it now, looking back at your family history would be very, very useful just to see whether or not it's showing up elsewhere. But, you know, what Rob's describing sounds like heart palpitations, and they're associated with a feeling that your heart is beating too hard or too fast, skipping a beat, or fluttering. They usually aren't serious or harmful, though, and they often go away on their own. Most of the time, they're related to stress or anxiety, or stimulants such as caffeine and nicotine. The key here, though, is the heart skipping a beat in combination with shortness of breath. And I'm sorry to say it, brother, but that warrants a trip to the doctor.
Yeah.
You know, if it was just skipping, I would suggest keeping an eye on it. But when it coexists with things like dizziness, chest pain, fainting, shortness of breath, it's better to be safe than sorry.
And so I have to say something here. So many years ago, I experienced something similar without the shortness of breath. Very strenuous exercise will cause sometimes periods of tachycardia and or something called bradycardia, which is when the heartbeat gets so slow. This is also known as athletic heart, but it's not accompanied with shortness of breath. I experienced this when I was training as a power lifter. Generally, right after a workout, I would start to have what were PVCs, preventricular contractions, because I went and had a heart test done. I'd had a, what do they call, EKG done. And my doctor looked at it and said, you know, you've got some skip beats. It's nothing to worry about. And it's probably exacerbated immediately after strenuous exercise. It's well known that strenuous exercise will do that to people. But when shortness of breath accompanies it, that means that the heart is pumping inefficiently. There could be some ejection issues where the heart is not able to push blood through quickly, and it presents itself as a change in pulmonary function or lung function. The body wants to breathe deeper because it feels that the heart needs more oxygen. This could be a sign of something very, very serious. This could be a sign of a stenosis, maybe an artery that is partially blocked. You should not worry about your permanent record, although I understand that because I can relate to that myself personally. And you should not worry about pills and stuff, because if the doctors come in and rescue you, short of putting, I would try anything short of putting a stent in if it is a blockage. See if they'll use some of these clot busting, blood thinning drugs to give you some time to eradicate it on your own. But if they have to come in and rescue you with drugs and such, it's fine. You won't be on them for the rest of your life. You're on them for now. You stay strong. You find ways to keep training. And then the goal has to be with you and your doctor to wean you off of those drugs, especially if they're blood thinning drugs. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal your thunder there.
That's all right. One other thing to consider, you know, I understand the reluctance to go to the doc, but you know, if you've got a wife, girlfriend, maybe both, kids, you know, somebody that loves you, it just pays dues to get this looked at, and they figure it out what it is.
Well, so, you know, we rail against the medical orthodoxy on the show, but do not make any mistake that there are great and profound benefits to our medical procedures today, namely rescuing somebody from the precipices of death. Short of that, you know, being on statin drugs and blood pressure meds and all these other meds they want to put you on at a very young age and live a life, that's the stuff that, that's the pharmaceutical agenda. But going in and getting something rescued so you can fix it and retain your life, that's a good thing about our medical system today.
Yeah. If you get an arm severed in an accident, you don't want to go see a holistic doctor. You want to go to the hospital. But you're right, prevention is our bailiwick. You know, in terms of things that you can do for yourself, believe it or not, there are two supplements that will help here, one of which is Tribulus terrestris, and the other one, Ecdysterone. With respect to Trib, it's due to activating protein kinase C epsilon, and you'll see this show up over and over in the studies, and there are more studies on Trib and its benefits to the heart than there certainly are testosterone.
Huh.
You're looking for a high saponin content. It also ensures better blood flow. which is part of the reason why it's so popular, shall we say, for as a pro-sexual supplement. My recommendation there would either be Adaptogen N or the original Tribestin. Excellent product. ECDI, on the other hand, might actually be a better pick for irregular heartbeats. In 1991, the Russians published a study showing Ectistin, which was Ribonticum, carthamoid's extract, eliminated arrhythmias caused by the ligation of the descending branch of the left coronary artery. It also corrected hemodynamic parameters and the structure of the heart contraction, prevented the development of arrhythmias, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we can talk mechanism of action all day, but suffice it to say that ECDI has been shown to be really, really helpful, it sounds like, for what you're describing. So this might be something you want to discuss with the doc. My top two picks there, probably no surprise, Synthogen or Creanabolin. They both contain the very same strain of full-spectrum Ribonticum from Russia. So, you know, I'm quite confident that if your benefits match up with the ones in the studies, then those two products would be for you.
And don't worry, and talk to your doctor about HRT. Tell him you don't want to get off HRT. The HRT has been shown to be protective in the heart. In fact, there's a recent study that just came out, and I'm trying to get one of the authors on the show, that shows the linkage between heart failure and the loss of androgens in the body.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know.
There's no question. Unfortunately, you kind of have to sometimes walk into the doctor's office armed with these studies.
Yes.
You know, which is, frankly, the only thing they're going to see as credible. You know, other than, I just read this on the internet. That's not going to fly.
And remember, you can force your doctor's hand. You can. Even though you're in the UK and you have, you know, nationally provided medicine and it's limited to being able to switch docs, you can say, look, doc, I'm not getting off HRT.
Right.
You know, and then just stand there and look at them and wait for them, you know, and then it's the old sales. Anybody who's in sales, you know the next person who talks loses. So if, when you say that, you have to be quiet until he responds.
That's a good tip. I like that.
By the way, this just in, Brooks Kubik's two ebooks are now both in the top 10 selling ebooks on Amazon.com. He said, tell the audience I credit Superhuman Radio for these bumps. So thank you very much, Brooks Kubik.
Hey, that's awesome.
The next question comes from a friend of the show, and that is Clay Tisdale out in California. He says, Rob, what's your opinion on Bulbine? I hear that you give suggestions about other testosterone boosters. I've never heard you suggest Bulbine. Have you used it? And if so, what do you think of it? Also, Carl, I'd love to hear your comments as well. It was your show where I first heard about the supplement. It was my show where everybody first heard about Bulbine and what was the other one that we did? It'll come to me. But anyway, Dr. Toyin Yakubu from the University of Ilorin in Ilorin, Nigeria, came on my show and talked about Bulbine. And next thing you know, people were putting it in supplements. So that this show actually drove that market.
You know, he's right. When I usually, and this goes for most people, I would say, when most people talk about testosterone boosters, Bulbine usually doesn't make the list. Or if it does, it's way down. But you know, let's talk about it. Bulbine is something I highlighted around 7 months ago in the Blueprint Bulletin. I won't go into that much detail here, but I will give you my take on things, which is, you know, a half year later. As to the question of have I used it, the answer is yes, and in particular, a standalone Bulbine Natalensis at 350 milligrams per cap. I did that once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Unfortunately, it was only for about 3 weeks, and the experiment got cut short. Why? My HRT ship came in, so to speak. So you can imagine which one I picked at that point. For the uninitiated, Bulbine is an herb from southern and southeastern Africa that has traditionally been used as an aphrodisiac. Due to its influences, though, on cognition and sexuality, it is currently being investigated for its effect on testosterone. And when I did a little fact check on this, three separate rat studies looking at testosterone levels showed significant increases in circulating test. In one study, noted a decrease in estrogen. Now, that said, adverse effects have also been reported in rats on both the liver and kidneys. at the exact same dosage as seen that increased testosterone. Ironically enough, that may be a selling point with this herb, because those side effects make it the most quote-unquote steroid-like among the usual suspects in the test booster crowd. So as such, cycling this compound may be mandatory. I say may because I think there was one human study done, and if I'm not mistaken, those same side effects didn't manifest in humans. Now, one study I found showed a 346% increase in total test at a dosage of 50 milligrams per kilogram. Now, interestingly, doubling that to 100 milligrams per kilogram caused a decline in test. So, needless to say, dosing is critical with the product. Here are the human dose equivalents after studying the rat literature. 550 milligrams for a 150-pound person. For a 200-pound lifter, call it 750 milligrams. And for a 250-pound guy or woman, 900 milligrams. So let's put this into perspective. Most test boosters on the market claim an increase of 30 to 50% your total testosterone. Now, I've personally documented 30% from a test booster that I validated via blood work. And here though, we're talking 346%, which is, right, it's about tripling your baseline testosterone level. So theoretically, that would bring a guy with a total test of 300 nanograms per deciliter to 900 plus. Now, so far as I can tell, this isn't happening. Now, if it is, or if someone has hard evidence, i.e. blood work, to the contrary, I am all ears because I'd love it. Here's the bottom line. If you're going to try an herbal test booster, I would opt for this one. It is ironic, but Trib and Yohimbe will, you know, they far outsell Bulbean and probably always will. Why? Because you notice something, so to speak, on Trib and Yohimbe right away or, you know, within a week or two. And that's what consumers want. You don't necessarily notice anything that dramatic with Bulbean. At least I didn't. And it's too bad, really. We need more people to run labs on this before a final verdict can be reached.
Also, Toyin Yakubu also discovered Fidogia agrestis. That was the other one that we did the show on, and that ended up showing up in a lot of supplements as well.
Yeah.
For those people who do want to experiment with Bulbean, it happens to be the main ingredient in Triazole, made by Driven Sports. Which is a pretty decent test booster from what I understand. In fact, they quote that 346% increase in testosterone I think, in their literature. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from Greg Geldart for the all-knowing and all-seeing Rob Regish. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. We'll be right back.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH buffer powered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Kana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal antibiotics. Progenidrex. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Oh, no. We just went that way. No. We just went that way. No, we just went that way. There it go!
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
Welcome back.
Stage to club to club, spot.
Oh, no! I gotta bleep that now. How'd that song get in there? Oh, that was terrible. What the hell? Who loaded this music in here?
Doesn't matter, man. It happened on your watch. They'll hang you.
Yeah, right. I'll have to definitely. I got to mark that time down. I got to do something about that. Cut it short. Anyway, Greg Geldart says, "What's this stuff? PRL 8-8-53. I keep hearing about. I figured if anyone knew, it'd be you. I haven't heard about it. What is it?"
Well, you know, it's. I'll say this. I haven't used it yet. It's that new. And usually, I don't like speaking to things that I haven't tried yet, but. What it is it is a synthetic nootropic, which is a term for a supplement that it gets bandied around a lot, but it's ingested. What it means is it's ingested primarily for its effects on the brain. And there are a lot of supplements that are, you know, touted to increase focus, cognition, well-being, et cetera. PRL 853's claim to fame is memory or recall. Now, there has been one human study done on it. Each participant ingested a placebo or PRL 853 at separate times, double-blind crossover model. They took a memory test. Then they took a memory test consisting of 12 monosyllabic words in a particular order. The test was conducted 3 times immediately after supplementation, 1 day after supplementation, and then again, 4 days after supplementation. People that remembered more than 8 words after taking a placebo experienced minor benefits, but people over 30 or with poor short-term memory benefited greatly from supplementation. In some cases, their score on word tests doubled. The effective dose, it may vary, since the only human study on PRL-853 used a single dose of 5 milligrams. Now, that's quite a bit different than the patent holder recommends. As I read through his recommendations, it was all, you know, X number of milligrams per kilogram of body weight. So that struck me as odd. But given the fact that there are no observable side effects in either the animal or human studies, I wouldn't hesitate to graduate up if need be. It appears the chief benefit would be to students, but I silently wondered about what it would have done for my grandmother's dementia after reading about it. Whatever the case, PRL 853 is hard to come by in the U.S. One place that does have it is Powder City, and I've talked about them before. You can pick up smaller quantities, but you can also get a whopping 5 grams of it for around $35. So that should give you an idea how cost effective it is. If you do decide to try it, remember, they're offering a Blueprint Power Hour discount code of 10%, and you just need to enter powders10 in the discount field. Interestingly, it is interesting stuff, especially if you are familiar with adult onset dementia. And if you're not now, there's a good chance you might be. I hope not, but there's a good chance you might be. This stuff is interesting to me, frankly, because there's not much being done to stop dementia. The doctors, at least the ones that I've spoken to, they just throw up their hands and say, you know, grandma or grandpa's just getting older. That's how it is. You know, and to me, that's unacceptable. There's always something you can do or at least try to do. And that's not the case from mainstream medicine. So, I'd say try it. And if you do observe any effects, good, bad, or indifferent, please bring them to my attention.
You know, we did a show with a doctor from UCLA who's spent the past 25 years trying to discover the single molecule that causes dementia related to Alzheimer's disease. And he completely reversed memory loss related to Alzheimer's disease in some 20 individuals.
Wow.
And I mean, you can do it. The problem is that most doctors don't want to do it or can't do it because they don't understand that it's a multifaceted, multi-pronged approach. But one of his patients had literally was forced into retirement because he couldn't remember anything anymore. And
right.
After this trial, he came out of retirement and opened three additional offices.
Wow.
So it can be done. It's just that it takes a little more work than just finding a pill to take, unfortunately.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take this break now, and then we've got a question from Matt Beatty. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. You can learn more about him by going to his website, CoachRobRegish.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I like this song, this mashup.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' raps. Brothers are amused by
I like that, and there's no curse words in it that I have to edit out later.
The big appeal, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So Cody Miller says, longtime listener and love the show. I'm interested in boosting growth hormone, mostly to fight aging, but dropping body fat and faster injury healing sounds pretty good to me. I'm 51 years old and train hard 4 days a week, 2 heavy days, 2 speed days, kind of a modified West Side template. I've tried the GABA, glycine, arginine, and other amino route. While I did notice some benefits, I'm looking to step things up. Where do I go from here? How do I get prescriptions for GH from my doctor?
Yeah, you know what? I understand your dilemma, Cody, and many of us, including me, are in a similar situation. It seems like we've finally gotten the medical establishment to realize that low T or low testosterone is a real bona fide condition that needs to be treated.
You said bona. I'm like, I had to. I feel like Peter Griffin now.
You can tell who's on HRT, right? You know, that same thing, unfortunately, though, can't be said about growth hormone. And in large part, I think it's just as hot a political potato as steroids. You just don't see, do you have low GH commercials yet? So here's how it goes. Once a man becomes an adult, and I'll use age 20 as a reference point for becoming a man, the single biggest drop in growth hormone during that man's lifetime occurs between age 20 and 30. And the decline is slow and steady from there on, but by the time a man reaches 50, he's lucky to be making a third of the GH he did in his 20s. And make no mistake, it causes problems. You don't sleep as well, your body composition worsens, and you certainly don't heal as fast as you did in your youth. Now, despite that, aging as a whole, not just GH, isn't a recognized medical condition. Insurance companies are even worse, because even if you could get a script for it, most insurance companies, that is, will refuse to cover it. And as anyone that's used it can tell you, growth hormone is spendy stuff. You know, I'm talking thousands of dollars a month, and that's assuming you get the real thing. In between supplements and synthetic growth hormone are peptides, or research peptides. And the best way to think about it is this. You know, peptides are nothing more than amino acids, two or more amino acids, linked together and arranged in a specific sequence. What's important to understand is that they signal the pituitary and other areas of the body to pump out more GH without shutting down your natural production. They are injectables, and they're legal for research purposes, okay? And therein lies the barrier for most people. It's twofold. First, they don't like to deal with needles. Second, not everyone has lab animals, although you can buy gerbils pretty cheap. Now, they're afraid of the needle.
Yeah, just ask Richard Gere where to get them. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I had to.
He might have some he's giving away.
Yeah, you know, there's one running down his pants leg right now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So most people are needle phobic, even if this is a subcutaneous injection, right? It's not intramuscular, which makes it, you know, ridiculously easy. What's sad is that these peptides are not only cost effective, but they carry an excellent risk-to-benefit ratio when you look into them. And it's in my opinion that they hold tremendous promise for the aging population. And in that, I'm talking about better sleep, faster wound healing, better eyesight, and overall, a better quality of life. Now, I've just begun my first foray into these peptides. As you know, Carl, I have a pet gerbil. His name's George.
Yes.
So George is getting up there in years, so I'm trying to do all I can to help him because I love him. But at this point in time, understanding and respecting the fact that your history with peptides is a lot more extensive than mine, I'm going to give you the floor for your perspective on using them.
I think that peptides have a very, very strong role, as you put, as an intermediate step to growth hormone. Doctors don't have to worry about prescribing them. They can prescribe GHRP6 easily. It works very effectively. Unfortunately, they cannot prescribe CJC1295 yet, but you can still get that through research chemical companies as long as you promise not to inject it in yourself.
Who would do that?
Yeah. So, no, I think that this is a really, really good thing to be discussing with your physician. If your physician is forward-leaning and understands the science, they can also use things like Imperelin. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's a modified growth hormone, releasing hormone. These are all good choices. However, growth hormone is not as expensive as it used to be. It's becoming a little bit more mainstream. You can get most HRT doctors who understand how to test for growth hormone deficiency, which requires one of two tests, either 24-hour urine collection or IGF-1 plus IGF binding protein 3. You must have both of those. Just looking at IGF-1 by itself is not indicative of growth hormone. Keep in mind, IGF-1 levels can go up if you include dairy and red meat in your diet, but your growth hormone is not going up. And a lot of doctors miss this fact. That's why there is, in scientific community and discussion, a growth hormone to IGF-1 ratio, because they happen independently of each other. So doctors who look solely at IGF-1 to identify whether or not you need growth hormone are failing to do a good job. If you look at binding protein 3, that will tell you if growth hormone is going up, because binding protein 3 is secreted by the liver in the presence of growth hormone. So if you have high IGF-1 and high binding protein 3, then chances are you're producing enough growth hormone. But if you don't have that high binding protein 3 and just IGF-1 is up, you are a candidate for growth hormone supplementation. And as little as one IU a day to two IUs a day is all anyone really, really needs to make the magic happen. But like even like the peptides, you must be patient. There is not going to be an overwhelming change in your body in the first weeks. And quite often it takes months and you don't start seeing the real magic for 6 months. Now, here's the good news. All the research shows that even after cessation for another 6 months, it's still working. How do you like that one?
Wow,
it kind of leaves an imprint. But here's the takeaway. If you want growth hormone, find a good doctor who understands. Chances are, if you're in your 50s, you're not producing much growth hormone anymore. Right. And any doctor who understands that the gold standard, which is 24-hour urine collection, or the new emerging standard, which is IGF-1 plus binding protein 3 assay, will be able to prescribe growth hormone for you without worrying about the DEA knocking on his door and going, oh, my gosh, what are you doing?
Right.
So, you know, don't go right for the peptides yet. Go to your doctor if he's a forward-leaning doctor and understands this stuff, or find a doctor who is, and be tested for growth hormone. You're going to be deficient. We're all deficient once we get past 40.
Yeah, and one final word. For everybody thinking that they're going to take peptides and grow huge muscles, it's not like androgens. It's not like steroids. No. Yes, there are body composition benefits, but relatively speaking, this is not an A-bomb here. It's more, much more, in my opinion, slanted toward quality of life. And, you know, let's start with a better night's sleep. Who the hell, you know, can't use that?
But let's make one other thing very clear. Growth hormone in and of itself is not, quote unquote, anti-aging in nature, because if you take more than you need, you will die sooner. This is shown in humans and in rats. In transgenic rats that overproduce growth hormone, their lives are one-third shorter than their non-transgenic littermates, number one. Number two, look at acromegaly, people who overproduce growth hormone. They don't live very long. They live to be maybe 40, 50, 60 years old. They're gone.
Yeah, so, Andre the Giant.
Yeah, so there is a sweet spot for growth hormone, and it's on the low side of production when you get older, not on the high side. So 1 to 2 IUs a day, 5 days a week, which is the standard recommendation by A4M-type doctors, is more than enough, but you got to be patient. It's happening. You're not going to see it. It's happening on a cellular level. So there you go. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Why I hammer on overload so much. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Stick around to the top of the hour when Brent Lalonde joins us to talk about what's new and exciting at this year's Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio. The city of Columbus, Ohio becomes alive with physical culture. Some 300,000 people show up there, all of them wearing flip-flops, cut-off t-shirts, and shorts in the sub-zero weather. They're like, damn it, I worked hard to have these muscles, and I'm showing them off. I don't care if I lose my fingers and toes to frostbite.
And with big bags of freebies, right?
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's see here. Why I hammer on overload so much? Go, take it away.
Thanks, man. Many longtime listeners are aware that I make frequent mention of overload. And overload can take many forms, anywhere from upping your one rep max, tracking your total tonnage per unit of time, holding more weight statically, etc. At the end of the day, though, it's all the same. You're either demanding more of your muscles on a consistent basis or you're not. Now, it's been my experience that most trainees, and I'm estimating up to 90%, do not have a method to quantify overload. And without it, they're wasting their time. Here's why. What we do is called progressive resistance training for a reason. By lifting more weight, you are literally pulling the trigger that sets muscle growth into motion. We've known this for over 100 years, yet it's usually the last thing most trainees are concerned with. Now, here's an interesting experiment. Next time you're in the gym, I want you to walk up to 2, 3, or more people and ask them this question. How do you quantify overload? Right? Now, that blank look on their faces should tell you something. You don't want to join that group of most people. Let me be very clear. Without demanding more of your muscles on a consistent basis, you are wasting your time. The simple fact of the matter is that you can use all the cutting-edge supplements you want. You can eat a perfect diet and get a solid 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night, and not much happens. If you don't give them a good reason to grow, your muscles will look and perform the same, period, end of story. So, you know, what keeps gym goers going, so to speak? Most are there for the social aspect, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's a valid social outlet. They will still get some of the health benefits of training along with working some stress out. It's better than nothing, but muscle isn't built by setting gym attendance records or hanging around, right, for an hour, two, or three every week. The solution to this dilemma is just a little math. Now, let's say you're squatting, right, using 250 pounds. Let's say you decide to perform 5 sets of 5 with that weight, and it takes you 14 and a half minutes from start to finish to do it. The assumption is that each set takes 30 seconds and you rest 3 minutes between sets. What this means is that you've lifted, after doing the math, 6,250 pounds in 14 and a half minutes. When you divide 6,250 by the 14 and a half minutes that it took you, you get a number. And that number is very telling, 431 pounds per minute. The next time you repeat that workout, your only goal is to exceed that number. Now, engineering a workout to accomplish that can be done a number of ways, but I like keeping everything the same and just gunning for more reps. If you succeed, you will have stimulated muscle growth. Once that happens, your body's got to recover from the workout, right, to get back to baseline, and then, and only then, your muscles get larger and stronger such that if they encounter that stress in the future, they can handle it. That's how muscles grow, and it only takes 14 and a half minutes. You're going to get more done in 15 minutes than most gym goers in 2 to 3 hours just by keeping track of time and doing a little math. Now, it is true that I formulate supplements to accelerate recovery and growth, but only you can deliver overload. Neither myself nor the richest, most powerful supplement company on the face of the earth is ever going to come out with a bottle of overload. That is within you. It's something that you need to reach in and use that to accomplish setting muscle growth in motion. I wish the words progressive resistance required was stamped on every supplement on the shelves, but it's not. You know, so the next time you order up product X this month, keep this information in mind, because as good as it may be, it won't work until you do. All right? A lot of people don't know where to start. In that event, for a complete list of overload strategies, look no further than the Blueprint 2.0 on CoachRobRegish.com, my website. It is a one-time investment that is guaranteed to show you not only multiple overload strategies, but more importantly, how to rotate them in a flexible shell such that progress is ongoing. Because it's one thing to boost your strength 5-10% in 8 weeks. It's quite another to keep that going, right? And build upon that the next 8 weeks. Because all too often, people stop, scratch their heads, and say, where do I go from here? And they don't have an answer. I do, and it's in that book. It's a one-time investment that'll show you not only multiple overload strategies, but, as I said, a way to hook them together to keep it going ad infinitum. One-time purchase, lifetime of gains. You can't say the same about any supplement on the market, including mine. So take that for what it's worth.
You know, and this is so easy to do. If you're not keeping a diary of your training, you're missing out on a really important opportunity. And I just did this recently. So I was doing a workout that I had done last week, and I knew that I was doing five sets of a movement, and I increased my reps in my third and fourth set, but it was important that in my fifth set, I at least hit the number that I did last time in order to keep the overload factor going. I mean, it's so easy to do that. You don't even have to, I mean, it's, you can do it just by looking from workout to workout. You don't have to keep a long tally on an Excel spreadsheet. None of that. It's just from workout to workout. You just got to beat your previous score. That's it.
If you don't want to do the math, as Carl said, here's an easy way to do it. I like to rotate workouts of 7, 5, and 3 repetitions, right? Especially in the big basic exercises. Why? Reps are what your body adapts to the quickest of any single variable. In advanced athletes, it takes but 6 workouts before your body will adapt to that rep range. That gives you 3 opportunities to increase the amount of weight that you're using for those days of seven reps, 5 reps, and 3 reps respectively. Now, what you will find is that you can make progress that way. However, there are ways of dramatically accelerating it, especially on the big lifts. And I'm talking about gaining 5% in 6 workouts. And 5% might not sound like a lot, but on a 400 squat or deadlift, now you're up to 420. You know, and it just gets bigger from there. It brings a lot of guys that have a mental block on 6 big wheels on the bench from 300 to 315 right quick. So, you know, think about that. Think about, a lot of people will offer you a good program. There's a lot of good free information out there. You can go and read about Charles Staley's EDT. You can go and read about Pete Sisko's static contraction training. The big question is, once you've made 8, 12, maybe even 16 weeks worth of progress on it, what then? If they or anybody else is not offering you an answer, then you need to start taking a hard look at who you're getting your information from, because it's at that point in time that you will drift, and you will drift aimlessly, unfortunately, from program to program. I call it program hopping. I know it because I did it. I made that mistake, and I am begging you, don't waste time. Time you will never get back. You know, look into the blueprint, look into whatever program you want that can give you the answer. Here's how to continue making gains ad infinitum, because that is where the money is, and that is what's going to keep you motivated and coming back to the gym for more.
Okay, so there you have it, and it's an important discussion, because everybody that I know wants to make progress, but not everybody makes progress. It's very, very simple. Rob Regish, thank you very much for your contribution to the show today.
Thanks for having me, man.
And we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Send your questions to onair@superhumanradio.com if you have a question for Coach Rob Regish, and we'll try to answer it next week. Stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Brent Lalonde to talk about the upcoming 2015 Arnold Sports Classic. What's new, what's exciting, and what's to do. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
Welcome back. Well, March is right around the corner, and that can mean only one thing. Columbus will be besieged by human giants walking the earth in nothing but flip-flops, T-shirts, and shorts in the sub-zero weather, because they will be damned if they're not going to show off their 19-inch upper arms to walk around the Arnold Classic. Brent Lalonde is with us. How you doing, Brent?
Good. How you doing, Carl? Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's a big event. And, people make a lot of noise about the Olympics and all this other stuff. And really, every year the Arnold Classic attracts as much enthusiasm and investment of time and energy as any World Olympic event. But not enough people pay attention to it, in my humble opinion.
We totally agree. It's what we produce here every year is what we think is and feel is the largest multi-sport festival in the world. We'll have 20,000 athletes competing on a weekend over 4 days. And to this day, we've been doing this for 27 years. We still have the misperception that we are just a bodybuilding competition, whereas we have more than 50 different sports and events. Like I said, 20,000 athletes, and less than 1,000 of those athletes, while very important to us, are in the physique world.
Okay, so let's talk about some of those other events that people, now you've added some new ones, right? There's an equestrian event now, right?
Well, we add new events every year, and this year we've actually added 14 different events that we didn't have last year.
What are they?
With the closing events, we've expanded out to the Ohio Expo Center, which is our state fairgrounds. It's about 3 miles north of downtown Columbus. Among those events, is an equestrian event on Saturday and Sunday out at the fairgrounds. We have a partner in Ohio that offers equestrian competitions for kids who don't own their own horses. So you show up at this equestrian event, obviously you go through all the training and you're qualified to ride, but when you show up, you're assigned to a horse, kind of like pro bull riding.
Oh, how cool.
You don't know who you're riding, so that has that plays a big factor in the competition with the unfamiliarity with your horse partners. That's kind of, it's cool. And what's also cool about it is it gives kids an opportunity to compete in a sport where they otherwise may not be able to afford it. So that's kind of cool. We have a second expo this year. Everybody's familiar with the Arnold Fitness Expo downtown.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're adding the Arnold Kids Fitness Expo up at the fairgrounds. Another 200 booths, main stage, entertainment, competitions, demonstrations, all that in that space on Saturday and Sunday. So that's a big new addition for us. Been working with the guys in Connecticut at the WWE. Have a WWE experience inside the Arnold Fitness Expo downtown.
Wow.
On Saturday and Sunday. They'll have demonstration matches. They will have guys who are in their tryout pipeline competing.
Yeah, coming from some of their bush leagues, so to speak. Like, we have one here, OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling. They feed the WWE.
Yeah, and WWE actually has a minor league circuit called NXT in Florida. Those guys are coming up to have a show in Columbus on Thursday night, their first time outside of Florida. The event sold out in a couple of hours when we put tickets on sale. But inside the expo on Saturday and Sunday, if you're interested in getting into that field, you can apply. You can have an interview with the guys from the WWE, and if you fit the suit per se, they'll follow up with you. But they're gonna have autograph signings and seminars and Triple H and
we've had some amazing athletes come out of this area here, Louisville, Kentucky, because OVW is right across the bridge from us.
Yep.
And I trained, and I saw Dave Batista, Big Dave Batista. I remember Dave when he would drive in his little broken down car waiting for the gym to open. My friend Jeff Rui owned the Powerhouse Gym.
Really?
He trained, yeah. Bobby Lashley trained here. In fact, this Thursday, coming into my studio, is a former NFL player. He played for the Bengals. His name is Dan Mather. He is now throwing his hat into the wrestling ring, and he's training with OVW. And we're having him here in the studio. This guy's an amazing athlete. You know, a lot of people don't pay attention to WWE because they feel that it's theatrics. Well, so is Tom Cruise jumping from a building to another building. But it still requires a lot of strength and athletic ability. These guys that get into the ring and do those things, they're risking themselves. They're hurting themselves. They're amazing athletes. And Dan's going to come in the studio this Thursday to talk about it. He was a 310-pound football player, and he's probably still about 265, 275. Amazing athlete. And we're going to be talking about that, actually, Thursday, so it's good that you brought that up.
Yeah, it's good stuff. The E in WWE stands for entertainment, but these guys are, as you say, tremendous athletes and tremendous popularity. There may be no popular athletes out there across the spectrum than the WWE guys, and their audience is very, very much our audience as well. So we're excited to bring those guys in, bring some more people into the weekend, expose them to what we're doing, and it's gonna be big.
Is it true that you're gonna actually have what is called football everywhere else around the world except here in the United States? You're gonna have soccer this year?
We have a youth and adult 3v3 indoor soccer tournament off-site. It's not downtown or at the fairgrounds. It's located on the north side of town. But yeah, we're gonna have a soccer tournament. We got disc golf. We got pickleball. We have a kids talent show. We've added rowing this year. We've added a couple IFBB Pro League divisions, men's physique and women's physique, to take us up to seven divisions. It's really just us and the Olympia that put on a weekend with all seven divisions. So
what is Guns and Hoses?
Guns and Hoses is amateur boxing.
Mm.
It is 27 fights, 27 three-round bouts between Ohio firefighters versus Ohio police officers.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's a battle of the badge. All cops
cool.
And firefighters raising money for their charity up at the Expo Center on Thursday night. We've not had a firefighters versus police boxing card similar like that in Ohio in 11 years, so it's gaining a lot of buzz as we lead into it.
And there's even an archery event this year, huh?
Yes, we have for a long time at Vets Memorial, we have hosted the Ohio National Association of Schools program, which is real big in Louisville, and that NASP
mm-hmm,
archery event.
Mm-hmm.
About 1,600 kids come in on Friday and compete. It's our high school and middle school state archery tournament. Although it's not sanctioned by our high school athletic association, it serves as the state tournament, with the winners of that event advancing to, I believe, Louisville for the national tournament.
Wow.
And then on to Orlando for the world tournament. And then since we've gone to the fairgrounds and we have more space out there, we're going to have a second archery event on Saturday and Sunday for adults and youth as well. So we're expanding archery from one day to 3 days.
What I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
And when we come back, I want to talk about another event that is new there, but is also new in general, and that's the Power X, Power Sports. We're talking right now with Brent Lalonde. We're talking about the upcoming Arnold Sports Extravaganza. There's nothing like it in the world, and quite frankly, it really needs a lot more attention. It's not getting the respect and the attention that it deserves as a sports competition event, and we need to do our best to keep spreading the word about it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception. Because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brent Lalonde. We're talking about the upcoming 2015 Arnold Sports Extravaganza. It is so much more than just bodybuilding and powerlifting and strongman that it's ridiculous. But people focus on those things because that's what we're into here. I want people to understand that there's more there. You may have a son or a daughter that plays a sport. They could perform their sport at the Arnold Sports Classic this year. So talk about PowerX. This is really exciting. Who started PowerX?
PowerX was it came out of the powerlifting world, and we have a local partner here. I'm not sure exactly where it all really started at, but what PowerX is powerlifting for reps. So these guys they clean press, bench press, and deadlift, and they have up to 20 up to 3 minutes to do 20 reps. So it is it's powerlifting for reps, which is
so who a sets who sets
on powerlifting.
Who sets the weight that they're lifting? Obviously, you know, if it's 315 pounds for 20 reps, not everybody's going to be able to do that. Who determines what weight class is lifting?
There are eight different body weight classes. So they set the bar based they set the weight based on how much you weigh. So it's done by weight.
Interesting. And this is pretty cool. I mean, this is an endurance slash power sport, strength and power sport. This is pretty cool. And that's going to be there this year, right?
What is that? I'm sorry.
You're doing that at the Arnold Classic. You're having a Power X. Now, is this the first year?
Power X will debut this year at the Arnold Sports Festival on Sunday, out at the Ohio Expo Center in a building that's also housing our XPC Extreme Powerlifting.
Now, this is something anybody can do. Those of you out there who can bench press, and you may not have to bench 500 pounds. I mean, you just have to bench for reps, whatever your weight class is using. And deadlift. I mean, this is pretty cool. I think just about anybody can throw their hat in there.
Yes, absolutely. It opens up powerlifting to lighter folks who can't compete with the big boys. So it's going to be neat to watch. It's on Sunday at noon, and I've never seen the sport myself. So I'm looking forward to watching these athletes compete.
And then there's rowing.
Yeah, we have an indoor rowing challenge at the convention center. And we had some open space, and we have a partner here in Columbus that offers some indoor rowing classes. He found a way to get 30 machines in there, and he's going to have a competition. So another new event, emblematic of our effort to open our event to athletes across all spectrums.
Yeah, anybody can do. I mean, look, that's another one of these events. People have rowing machines at their gyms. They use them every day. This could be an event that you could compete in.
We have a room on Friday, Dance, Fitness, and More, where we have about 10 hours of Zumba and Pilates and all that kind of stuff, half-hour classes running back-to-back-to-back all day long. All you do is buy a daily ticket, walk in, and take part.
Now, Dr. Bob Goldman holds an event at the Arnold every year where he has an induction ceremony for the International Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Do you know who's being inducted this year?
Yeah, we have five inductees, highlighted by Evander Holyfield. Triple H from the WWE is in that field. Linda Murray will be inducted. Michael Jai White, a martial artist, will be inducted. Ed Cohen, the powerlifter. So it's another star-studded field, and that happens on Saturday at noon, and we're really excited about that event. We've been doing it for 3 or 4 years. Really high-quality athletes come in. He inducts them, but then they also stay and take part in the weekend, so you may be walking through the hall and see Evander Holyfield.
And let's go back to the jewel of the Arnold Classic for a second,
sure.
And that's bodybuilding. That's a big, big turnout for bodybuilding every single year.
Yep.
And maybe some of the most zealot-like attendees. So what's the bodybuilding classes look like this year?
On the pro side, and as much as we talk about 50 different sports and events, 20,000 athletes, 16,000 of those athletes are children, the marquee event, really what people really come to see, one of the biggest events that we have is the Arnold Classic, 27th year. The big news there is Dexter Jackson, trying to win his fifth title.
This is a real comeback for him, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit of a comeback, we'll see. He won here in 2013, didn't compete here last year, is tied with Flex with four titles each. So he's gonna try to win his fifth one. Won't be easy. Pretty good field. Evan Senapani.
Evan looks amazing. I've seen pictures. My friend Aaron Singerman has been posting pictures of Evan, and the guy just looks freakishly big. I mean,
he looks really, really big.
Yeah.
So I think Evan is a real challenge to win the show, if not finish in the top three. Cedric McMillan, Raleigh, Winkler, some of these guys who are always a threat, are in the show, so it's going to be interesting. A kid from Kentucky, Justin Compton, I like his physique a lot.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm not sure he can ready to win the show this year, but he is somebody who is to be watched.
What about Dennis Wolf? Is he back in there this year?
Dennis is not competing. He will be here to work the expo, make some appearances, but I believe he is focusing on a run at the Olympia.
And then, of course, we can't deny that some of the strongest human giants in the world will be there for the Arnold Strongman Classic, right?
Yes. Going into, I believe it's 11th year, the Drunas Savickas won again last year. I think he's won the show seven times now in 11 years. Brian Shaw's in the field. Halfdor Bjornsson, who's a big guy from Iceland, who's also in Game of Thrones, so he's got the mainstream appeal to him now, and adds a little bit different element to the show. Mike Burke, the former American strongman champ. 10 guys who'll be lifting ungodly amounts of weight.
I know. And then, of course, the expo itself, where it is like an adult sports trick-or-treating event, where people walk around with literally bags filled with thousands of dollars of free products and supplements. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, the Arnold Fitness Expo has been and always will be the main event at the Greater Columbus Convention Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've expanded it this year to about 900 booths. The WD experience will be in Hall C, which is, for those folks who have been there in the past, where we used to have our martial arts kids competing. The Amateur Strongman World Championships will be in that space on Friday. They'll move out, and then the WWE will build their mecca. They're building a big, huge display, a ring, staging. It's going to be really cool. They move in on Saturday and Sunday. But the Expo, 900 booths, all our top sponsors from Europa to Muscle Farm, Gaspari, Bodybuilding.com, those guys are coming in every year bringing more stuff, building these palaces of expo booths with second floors, and they look like brick and mortar stores when they're done.
Amazing.
Jam packed with people. Then obviously the stage is in there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, competitions all 3 days, from strongman to powerlifting to weightlifting to arm wrestling world championships, all that stuff. Plus, obviously bodybuilding competitions or amateur finals are on that stage on Sunday. Our Arnold Amateur this year, Carl, 839 competitors from 61 countries.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Obviously, this is a really, really big deal. You guys work on this all year long, and it's a frenzy. And how many hundreds of thousands of people will converge on Columbus for that week?
Our total attendance over 4 days will be close to 200,000 people.
That's amazing.
So we're doing about 35 to 40,000 people a day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then in addition to those, what we do on Thursday. And as you know, not only are we expanding here in Columbus, we're expanding around the world. We've been the Arnold Classic Europe. We'll have its fifth anniversary this year in September. We'll be in Rio in May for the third time. And this year, our event ends on Sunday, and those of us in the office here will get on a plane Wednesday to fly down to Melbourne to work with Tony Doherty on the first ever Arnold Classic Australia. So we've rebranded Tony's show down there into an Arnold Classic. So we're going to load up, take Arnold down to Australia for 3 days the weekend after our show here.
That's so cool. What's the cost to get in? There's different levels, obviously. For the expo itself, it costs what? Is it $20 to get in?
$15 a day gets you into 90% of what we do. Everything at the Greater Columbus Convention Center, everything out at the expo, 45 to 50 different events, get you into the expo, the Arnold Fitness Expo, which is a big draw. Beyond that, we have about 10 different events that are ticketed, the Arnold Classic Finals, the Arnold Classic Prejudging, a couple of the amateur competitions. We have a pro boxing event, a pro MMA card, our after party. So all that, there's about 10 different events that require a different ticket. ArnoldSportsFestival.com for more information. Any questions, just you find my contact information on there, shoot me an email.
Very, very cool. This will be the first year, I'm sorry to say, in some 11 years that I will miss the event.
Well, we will miss you too, Carl, but we know you'll be back next year.
Yes, next year I will. This year is just, it's just not in the cards for me. There's just a lot of other travel going on and a lot of other things going on, but I won't be there. But you know what the funny thing is? Every year I go, I don't go to the after parties. I don't go. I'm like an old man. I go, I hang out at the event. I see clients. I meet people that I look forward to seeing every year. And every year people go, are you going to be at the Arnold? And I say, yeah, yeah. Oh, well, maybe we can hook up. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then we never hook up. So this won't be any different without me being there.
I know exactly how you feel. I work on the event year round. Plan. Talk to folks throughout the year. Look me up. I'll see you on the weekend. The weekend comes. 4 days. It's a blur.
Yeah.
50-some sports and events. I don't see half of them. I try to get to different things every year that I may not have seen the year before. But with so many events, 50 of sports and events in 9 buildings over 4 days, we credential about 600 media. So I'm on the run with doing media interviews and coordinating all that kind of stuff all weekend long. I miss half the stuff, seeing the people I want to see.
Yeah, but it's a great event. And again, I'm sad that I'm missing it this year. And it was like pulling teeth for me not to be there, but it just wasn't in the cards, but I will be there next year. But those of you who live in and around, if you're within driving distance, a couple hours from Columbus, Ohio, it's worth driving in just for the day if that's all you can make it, because it will be the most exciting, titillating, brain numbing day. And if you're a physical culturist, you'll see the strongest men in the world and women in the world. And if you're into bodybuilding, you'll see the most freakishly ripped, muscular people you'll ever see in the world walking the streets there.
Yeah, you come in on Friday, Saturday, even Sunday, buy a $15 expo ticket and spend 7 or 8 hours in the building, and you'll be blown away.
You'll leave with $1,000 worth of product in a plastic bag.
You will leave with bags full of stuff.
I know.
And it's, as you know, Carl, you've been here. The event is almost indescribable.
Yeah.
I have difficulty describing the event and giving it justice and let people feel what the event's all about without them walking through the halls.
Yeah.
It is, it's gotten out of control. We're very, very proud of it. But it's just, it's a mecca. It's a mecca for the industry. It's a celebration. It's the World Series of what we do. And, we're just thrilled and honored to be able to present it every year here in Columbus, Ohio.
You think it'll ever be televised?
Bodybuilding itself is...
What about all the other mainstream events?
We have had a lot of conversations with TV through the years. It's difficult to break it down and make it televisable.
Yeah.
The story of the event itself and the enormity of what we do is very compelling. But then when you break down and say, okay, I want to televise our gymnastics competition, for example.
Yeah.
3,000 gymnasts, huge show. But they're not, it's not an elite level competition.
Right, right.
So a lot of our events are participatory. So when we have those conversations with TV guys, which we do normally, it's how do you present it and how do you get your arms around it to tell the story of what we do without focusing on the bodybuilding per se.
Right.
The most televisable thing of our weekend, I think, is the Arnold Strongman
Club. I was just going to say, Strongman is easy to televise.
Yeah, guys, that's like covering pro sports. That's the best of the world at what they do. And at some point, I believe that will get on TV.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of conversations. We have tons of media coverage every year. And at some point, presenting what we do in some capacity on TV will happen. It's just a matter of finding the right fit.
Brent Lalonde, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Carl, an honor. Talk to you soon.
Talk soon. All right, so there you have it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to QuestApparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Looking at me. Look at that. Look at how they're looking at me. Eyes all sticking like honey on bees. Look at that.
Welcome back. Well, I don't think I have anything else to talk about, quite frankly. We're still getting snowed on here a little bit at a time. But luckily the weather is drivable. And I think it was a pretty good show. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Coach Rob Regish. CoachRobRegish.com. Check him out. Also, his product Progenidrex is on sale over Predator Nutrition. Of course, if you have a student loan and you want to get rid of all or some of it, go to FedAidAdvisors.com to learn more about government funding to forgive your student loan. And thanks to Brent Lalonde for coming on. The Arnold Sports Extravaganza is a big deal. It doesn't get the attention it deserves because people just summarily dismiss it as bodybuilding, like there's something wrong with bodybuilding. But even with that, it's important that people know that there's so much more going on there. We will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.